news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, we've made it to Friday. It is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. 62 now and dry and clear scan of radar, but that's just right now. Rain in the mix. We'll get more from Dr. Bill and our forecast coming up right after we check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the visits on Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. It's a traffic in now from the Bayway into Causeway. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. No delays as you're traveling from the 65 split, heading up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, and all the way to Tillman's Corner and Theodore. No delays. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival. They present celebrations from around the world coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Get all the details at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. There's a slight chance of a shower with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, a slight chance of an evening shower, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered showers with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Fine Bob, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Randy is in Mobile, Alabama.
I just want to let David know that we are the best. They didn't need to have one game with Auburn and Alabama. And whoever wins plays in Alabama, and whoever loses don't ever play no more. Or they can go back to Georgia.
Randy, you realize that could be your team. Kind of like the premise.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
End of the conversation.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. It's Friday. Glad you're here. Lots to do over the weekend. We'll talk about Dr. Bill's forecast as well, how that plays into it. Plus, Walt Maddox now wants Governor KIV to release records and suggesting a cover-up. We'll tell you what that's all about coming up. Also, Dalton will tell us, will it be Dodgers Sox?
It's looking like it'll be Sox and probably the Dodgers.
Okay, yeah. But we'll find out here coming up in sports in a second. Plus, yeah, here we go. Here we go. You're officially middle-aged when you hit age 47.
Really?
47, that's the stat out, which is actually my next birthday. So,
congrats.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. That's great. And now we'll check some headlines with Kelly. A bomb threat phoned in earlier this week.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The investigation continues right now into who called in a bomb threat to USA Medical Hospital in Midtown Mobile. Mobile Police Department, they confirmed the terroristic threat was made against the hospital on Wednesday just after 2:30 p.m. from an unknown caller. Law enforcement says that the threat was made in reference to a bomb at the hospital. Canine units plus the police department all searched the grounds of the hospital. Good news is that no suspicious items nor explosives were found. But at this hour, this investigation is ongoing into who made that phone call. We have more information on the Mobile mom charged with inciting a riot after police say 40-year-old Danielle Campbell drove her children to Land People Stadium here in Mobile to encourage a group of teenagers to get into a fight. That fight quickly turned into a brawl, and Campbell and her own son were shot, all this happening earlier this month. Campbell was shot in the hip while her 15-year-old son was shot in the knee. Police Chief Lawrence Batiste responding to the situation at a press conference on Wednesday, while he had a message for parents, saying, quote, "If you are a parent and you engage in this type of behavior, even if you are the victim, if you happen to be the victim in the process, if we can prove you acted recklessly, we are going to look to press charges against you as well. He goes on to say, we expect more from our parents. We're asking they embrace their roles as parents, protect their children, because this was senseless and reckless, and we have to do better in this community. Chief Batiste also said the charges against Campbell could increase as this investigation continues at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 612, FM Talk 106.5. Thank you, Kelly. What about that for, like, Mom of the Year? Takes Junior to the fight there at Ladd. And what does that mean for Ladd? We've been told that Ladd was things good around Ladd.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, scene of some fights there.
I can't believe a mom driving out her children for
okay,
that.
Okay, get in the car. Do you have all your stuff for the fight?
Have you gone to the bathroom? We're not making a stop.
Go ahead and brush your hair. Do not come to the fight looking foolish here. Do you clean underwear on? I've told you, how many times have I told you if you're going to a fight where we're both going to get shot?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have a feeling it didn't go down like that.
Wow. All right. Also, this time that was good and going on. Last night it started up and it goes on through Sunday. The grand opening at Havana Rays Cigar Shop and Lounge. How about this? Cigar lovers on the Gulf Coast, you got a place. You've got a cigar shop and a lounge at exactly the same time. One place, Havana Rays. Mobile's only upscale cigar shop and lounge, celebrating their grand opening tonight and all weekend long. Started last night with their Gurkha cigar event, lit up at 6 o'clock and had a little Cuban cuisine from Daddy Ray. Tonight, 6 o'clock, it's the Maker's Mark tasting, plus live music from... Okay, here's the angle you'll get. Here's the angle you'll get with a advertisement for Havana Rays you'll get nowhere else. Tonight, 6 o'clock, the Maker's Mark tasting and live music from... I think my wife's first boyfriend, Ryan Balthrop. I'm coming for you, dude.
That's down home there.
That was like, I think, eighth grade. I don't know if they were boyfriend. They were going together.
Uh-huh.
It used to be the term going together. So my wife's first boyfriend will be playing music tonight starting at 6.
So you're saying watch your back, Ryan?
Is yeah. That yeah, I tell him that every time. When he showed up at the crawfish eating contest and he thought he had game and he was going to try put him in his place.
Well, maybe you guys can have a sing-off tonight.
Well, I'll lose that one. So that's the 6. Havana Ray Cigar Shop will have also 20% off all Z-Car products, $4 mojitos, and continuous free giveaways and raffles all weekend long. And tomorrow, Southern Prohibition beer tasting starts at 11, goes till 1, then a Jack Daniels tasting at 6. How about that? Beer drinkers, $2 domestics, and free food all day. And yeah, they'll have the football games on. They've got 6 TVs, so you can watch your football too. So be sure to get your Alabama football victory cigar, mm-hmm. except for Dalton, who's got his big orange tee on in here today.
They do have both bases covered tomorrow because they're serving Tennessee whiskey.
That's true. So there, okay.
Just in case, you know, the biggest upset ever happens.
You have some people out there on the text line, I see, that are saying go Vols.
Yeah, they're hidden, but they're out there.
Wondering if you need to go by this weekend. If you can't make it tonight, you can't make it tomorrow. Okay, let's look at Sunday. Wind down your weekend celebration. Come relax Sunday. $5 Bloody Marys and $3 mimosas and sit in one of their big comfy leather club chairs. Enjoy a cigar as well. Havana Rays Cigar Shop and Lounge celebrating their long-awaited opening and specials for you. Plus, they're sending 10% of all proceeds this weekend to the Hurricane Relief Fund. Make your weekend destination Havana Rays Cigar Shop and Lounge, 2351 Airport Boulevard. More info online, HavanaRays.com. And I'm coming for you, Balthrop. 6:15, we're coming right back.
Mob rule or the rule of law. That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Some AT&T customers may not be able to use their landline phone to call 911 this morning. An outage has been reported in the Cantonment area. Cell phones are not affected by the outage. Visitation is tonight for a beloved Faith Academy employee killed in a hit-and-run crash earlier this week. The wake for Charlotte Skoda is from 5 to 8 this evening at Life Church, located right across from Faith Academy. The funeral is also at Life Church. It begins tomorrow morning at 10. The man who police say hit and killed Skoda remains hospitalized this morning. Once released, Bailey Hobson will be booked into Mobile Metro Jail. It's time for Greek Fest in downtown Mobile. The festival runs through tomorrow at Annunciation Greek Church on South Ann Street. Admission is $5. A weekend pass is $12. And happening tomorrow, your chance to be on the CBS reality show Survivor. The casting call at OWA and Foley begins at 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Auburn.
Into Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Ole Miss.
Auburn pins its ears back, and he's dropped.
The Tigers try to ground the Rebels' air raid in Oxford.
Set up, steps back to throw. On first down, he'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man, Schwartz. Touchdown!
Coverage begins at 8 a.m. tomorrow on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:17 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Boston Red Sox are headed to the World Series after defeating the Houston Astros last night 4-1 to win Game 5 and the American League Championship Series. David Price pitched 6 scoreless innings for Boston, allowing only 3 hits and striking out 9. Red Sox slugger J.D. Martinez hit a 3rd-inning home run off of Houston ace Justin Verlander to give Boston the early lead.
The 1-2 is deep in the left field, and J.D. Martinez with a home run. Boston strikes first.
Then in the 3rd inning, Rafael Devers hit a 3-run shot off Verlander for Devers' first home run of the preseason.
In the air, left field. That is hit well. Got some carry to it. That's going to fly. And this one is gone. Rafael Devers, a 3-run blast.
After losing the series opener at home, Boston won 4 straight, including 3 in a row in Houston, to improve to 5-0 on the road in these playoffs. This will be the Red Sox' first time playing in the World Series since they won it all back in 2013. Tonight, Game 6 of the NLCS, when the Milwaukee Brewers try to stave off elimination, hosting the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers currently lead the best-of-7 series 3-2. First pitch is set for 7:39 on Fox Sports 1. In the NBA, LeBron James scored 26 points in his debut with the LA Lakers, but the Lakers would lose the first game of their season in Portland to the Trailblazers, 128-119.
We had some good, we had some bad, which is as expected for game one.
Damian Lillard had 28 points, and Nick Stauskas came off the bench to score 24 for Portland, which won its 18th straight home opener to extend an NBA record. It was the Blazers' 16th straight victory over the Lakers. In other games, Miami beat Washington 113-112, and Philadelphia crushed Chicago 127-108. In the NFL, the Denver Broncos defense dominated the Arizona Cardinals, and Denver rolled to a 45-10 win to move their record to 3-4. Broncos defense intercepted Cardinals rookie quarterback Josh Rosen 3 times, returning 2 for touchdowns, and also forced 2 fumbles on the night.
Yeah, it's not so great.
No, not good for the Arizona offense. Receiver Emmanuel Sanders threw and caught a touchdown for the Broncos. That went along with 102 yards receiving. Tomorrow, another great lineup of games in college football. In the SEC, it all gets started at 11 a.m. when Auburn plays at Ole Miss. That broadcast will begin right here on FM Talk 106.5 at 10 o'clock, right after Prep Sports Report. Auburn favored to win by 3.5 points. Also at 11, Arkansas hosts Tulsa. The Razorbacks are favored by 7. At 2:30, it's the SEC Game of the Day. The Tennessee Volunteers hosting the number 1-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide in Knoxville, Tennessee. Alabama favored to win by 28.5 points. At 3 o'clock, Missouri hosts Memphis. Missouri is favored by 9.5. At 6 o'clock, number 5-ranked LSU hosts number 22-ranked Mississippi State. The Tigers are favored to win by 6.5 points. And then at 6:30, number 14-ranked Kentucky hosts Vanderbilt. Wildcats favored by 11.5. There are two more top 25 matchups set for tomorrow. At 2:30, the undefeated and 16th-ranked NC State Wolfpack travel to play undefeated and 3rd-ranked Clemson. Kickoff is at 2:30. And then at 6:30, a Pac-12 matchup with number 25 Washington State hosting 12th-ranked Oregon. Washington State favored to win by 3. 6:21 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
What was the line again? Alabama-Tennessee game?
28.5 for 28 the half. Number 1-ranked team in the nation. That's how much they're favored to win by.
Which is a nod of the hat to Tennessee. That it wouldn't be more.
I thought it would be more, honestly, until last week. They would have been favored by 35 at least.
Tennessee looked good. By the way, I've got some. We come back. I've got some audio. Everybody ready for the game?
I forgot.
Get that in just a second.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shop maintains the highest standards in our work and who we employ. We're currently looking for the best body technicians and auto damage estimators. Could that be you? Apply today at any of Professional Collision's 7 locations.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. There's a slight chance of a shower with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, a slight chance of an evening shower, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered showers with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook, or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, perfect ride so far as you're traveling in from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays from the 1065 splitting through the city. Accident-free conditions continue as the school buses are rolling. No major backups or delays yet. The South Alabama football team are hosting the Troy Trojans next Tuesday night, October 23rd at 7 p.m. at LAD. Come early for the free concert and tailgate beginning at 4:30 with over 20 restaurants. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Five traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 63, heading for high in the 80s, rain in the mix. Full details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Now time to check some headlines. Dirty birds. I don't mean the Falcons. Dirty birds in the news now, so check the chicken in your refrigerator. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Military Times is releasing a new poll on President Donald Trump and his approval rating. Now, those numbers, they have slipped since Mr. Trump took office 2 years ago, but troops overwhelmingly support Trump's handling of military issues over that of former President Barack Obama. More than 60% say they believe the military is in better shape now than under President Obama, and nearly the same number have a favorable view of Mr. Trump's handling of the military. The poll also shows that overall Mr. Trump's approval rating was 43.8%. That's down from 46.1% in 2016. As for his disapproval rating, that was 43.1%. Those numbers are up from 37% 2 years ago. Now, only 13% believe the military was in better shape under President Obama than Trump. Mr. Trump's approval rating was highest among members of the U.S. Marine Corps, with almost 66% saying that they have either a favorable or very favorable view of our president. The Navy, those numbers are 49%. Air Force, 36.4%. The Army, 38.1% when it comes to their approval rating of the president. A health alert in effect as Salmonella back in the news. The Centers for Disease Control is investigating an outbreak of drug-resistant Salmonella linked to raw chicken products, which have sickened 92 people in 29 states, and that includes one person here in Alabama. 21 people have been hospitalized in the outbreak. Good news, though, no deaths have been reported. The source of the outbreak has not been identified, and cases involve various types of raw chicken products. Testing shows the particular Salmonella strain is resistant to multiple antibiotics, typically used to treat people with severe cases of the infection. The CDC says this investigation into the supplier or the source of the tainted meat is ongoing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 626, FM Talk 106.5, and it is the eve of the end of Tennessee Hate Week, we'll put it that way, and the start of the game day, Tennessee-Alabama. Those of you who have listened to Dalton and I over the years, this is a big deal for us.
Yeah,
this
it is.
Dalton is fully invested and involved in football every weekend. I'm casually invested until this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And then it becomes...
I'm serious. Yes, tomorrow's game is serious. It'll be, usually I can be a little bit distracted during a game and do some grilling and do some other stuff, and except for the third weekend in October. And that is that's a big one for me. I don't know. I'm kind of a throwback to some of the older, the alums. I'm alum of the 90s. That would have been 95 at the university. I graduated, but I'm more like my parents' generation, that the Tennessee game is even bigger than the Iron Bowl to me. That game is the big one to me.
So do you wait till before the game to break out the smoky voodoo doll, or do you do that at the beginning of the week?
We have set up, in our house, we have set up the anti-shrine to all things Tennessee, and the Phil Fulmer doll that we run, big skewers through. Not even pins like a voodoo doll, but you know the things you use to put shish kebabs together and put on the grill, the metal ones. We use those.
Wow.
To go right through the Phil Fulmer doll, which is actually just a cabbage patch that we've made look like Phil Fulmer.
That's awesome.
And we run those runs. But when we come back, we'll talk a bit about the game coming up, and also, of course, it's Irvin Carney time. Mm-hmm. Irvin, who was interviewed back in 2007 about his feelings on Tennessee. We'll get to that coming up in just a second.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Hurricane Michael is now blamed for 34 deaths across four states, according to the Associated Press. 24 people died in the Florida Panhandle. Six deaths were reported in Virginia. North Carolina had three deaths, and Georgia had one. Two people are charged with child cruelty in Pensacola after a young child was found trying to cross Gulf Beach Highway. The child was supposed to be in the care of James and Leslie Bailey, but according to the arrest report, she had blisters on her feet and had been hit with a whipping stick. When they went to her home, her bedroom was filthy, her toys locked in a closet, and the door handle to her bedroom was reversed so it could be locked from the outside. New research from AAA shows the death rate dramatically increases when teen drivers have teen passengers.
They are often more likely to speed, they're more likely to interact with their cell phone.
In 2016, teen drivers were involved in more than 1 million police-reported crashes. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards,
rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Are you ready for a big Sony TV? At Bailey's TV, you'll find the biggest, baddest Sony TV you'll ever own. How about a 65-inch? Would you believe $11.99?
Want to go bigger?
Try this out. A Sony 75-inch, now just $22.99.
Or how about the biggest?
Would you pay $39.99 for a huge 85-inch? Get one now at Bailey's. That's right, just $39.99 for an 85-inch Sony. All these large Sonys are 4K smart TVs. Great, super bad, super big TVs. Get them while they last at Bailey's TV, Government and Lakeside. 666-0448.
Top U.S. and Chinese defense officials have been meeting in Singapore amid growing tensions. The flashpoint is the South China Sea, which China has to stop attempting to make its own, according to Secretary of Defense James Mattis.
No single nation can rewrite the international rules of the road. Expect all nations, large and small, to respect those rules.
Turkey's foreign minister says his country has not shared any audio recordings from Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi's disappearance with U.S. officials. But the Turkish minister says that his country will share with the world the results of its investigation. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is due back in a Virginia courtroom this afternoon to hear if he will be sentenced on fraud charges before or after he completes his cooperation with prosecutors. The Red Sox are going to the World Series last night, beating the Houston Astros 4-1. Stock futures are showing some gains this morning on Wall Street ahead of the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Dow DuPont's agriculture unit is taking a $4.6 billion charge after the business lowered its long-term expectations on sales and profits, a move that underscores challenges agribusinesses are facing in the Americas. Dow DuPont's charge reflects the many challenges facing seed and pesticide makers. Five consecutive years of bumper crops in North and South America have swelled storage bins and pushed down crop prices, forcing farmers to scale back spending. Dow DuPont shares fell 4% in after-hours trading on the report. The Justice Department says Starkist has agreed to plead guilty to a felony antitrust offense for fixing prices on canned tuna and faces a fine of up to $100 million. The DOJ filed the charge in a California federal court alleging Starkist and others conspired to fix, raise, and maintain the price of packaged seafood from 2011 until at least the end of 2013. The charging papers didn't offer details on how much consumers may have overpaid. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
The 7th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale's going on now with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale, up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood-look laminate flooring, all on sale, up to 40% off. Pre-finished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidators store or visit lumberliquidators.com today.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today: confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251- 651-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. It's felt nice the last couple mornings, Dr. Bill. Is this hanging around or are we heating up?
Well, yeah, we're going to have some nice weather for today, and the weekend's looking really good, even though there's some showers in the forecast. But there's a strong cold front moving down through the center of the country, and Sean, looks like it's going to give us some nice cool temperatures for Sunday and Monday.
All right.
Yeah, but today we should have mostly sunny skies. There's just a slight chance we could see a shower this afternoon. We'll be up around 85 degrees today, a normal high 79, so that's a bit above normal. Tonight, some clouds move in, and there's a chance we might see an evening shower, but just a slight chance. And we also could see some fog develop late tonight. The low will be about 68 degrees at sunrise. And then for Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy with some scattered showers as a cold front moves into our area. High tomorrow will be in the low 80s. The wind will then swing around to the northwest and will cool down to the mid-50s for Saturday night. And then Sunday, sunny and a high of only 72. And then Sunday night, under mostly clear skies, down to 48 degrees. Monday, plenty of sunshine at about 75, so really nice weather to start the week. But then the clouds roll in, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and even Thursday will be cloudy with some scattered showers. But temperatures will be on the pleasant side, mainly in the 70s. But it looks like we're going to get sort of an overrunning of moisture coming over the cool air, and that's going to give us a lot of clouds and some scattered showers for the middle of next week.
Oh, you said that's good news for at least at the airport, where just a little bit of rain so far in October.
Yeah, 0.08.
Yeah,
that's virtually almost nothing, and it's more than halfway now through the month.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, this is the driest month of the year, and this is the time of the year when these early high-pressure systems come in, and they just kind of stay around, and we don't get any rain, unless, of course, a hurricane or tropical storm should move in.
Uh-huh.
All bets are off then.
Yeah, so which is a natural segue to ask you, what's going on in the tropics, Dr. Bill?
Looking really good. I mean, after all that activity, things have quieted down. We see a few scattered showers across the Caribbean, and there is a tropical wave coming off the African coast, but conditions are just not favorable for any development at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back next hour for the weekend weather scale.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. One place you hear him. Right here on FM Talk 106.5. All right, so it is the game tomorrow, Alabama-Tennessee.
2:30 kick.
2:30 kick for the game. And we'll review by going back to 2007. Now, this would not be the first time this audio has been played on this radio show, but it was you had the student there. The video, you've probably seen it. I just linked it through on my Twitter feed this morning, like I do every year. Irvin Carney, and he's right in front of the student union there at the University of Alabama, which is on the side of the quad there. I recognize the building. So Irvin is there. He gets interviewed by a local journalist. It was the week leading into the Tennessee game, Tennessee Hate Week, as he was asking Irvin Carney some questions about the upcoming game. So this is in 2007, and this is what Irvin had to say then.
All right, man, say what you've been saying, man. Why do you hate Tennessee?
Man, I hate Tennessee because, first of all, it's Tennessee. And I just hate them because they low down, they dirty, they some snitches.
That's right.
And I hate Philip Fulmer. I hate their colors. I'm not a dog person. I just hate Tennessee, man. Like, and I hate Neyland Stadium. It looks like a garbage truck worker convention. And I hate all their quarterbacks. I hate Tennessee, man.
Describe what you feel about their colors too. I thought that was interesting.
It reminds me, it's not that orange that you can stand. See, I hate Tennessee more than I hate Auburn. I just dislike Auburn. I hate Tennessee. See, break, Tennessee's colors is that throw-up orange. It's not that orange that you can sit with. It's that puke inside of a pumpkin orange. And I don't like pumpkins. So I really don't like Tennessee, man. I can't stress that enough, man. And they losers, they sore losers, because they're not Alabama, and I hate Tennessee, man.
That was beautiful. There we go. So, Irvin Carty from back. Any reaction here?
First off,
the Tennessee guy.
What kind of a man doesn't like dogs? First off, and then okay. Secondly, I did a little bit of opposition research.
right.
And
you put a dossier together on Irvin Carty.
Yes, you reminded me that was back in 2007.
Uh-huh.
So that was before this 11-game win streak even began for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
When he
made that video, Tennessee had won 10 of the last 12 games.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So why is this guy not on the side of the stadium? Why is he not being paid as much as Nick Saban? He has as much to do with Alabama being as good as they are.
Irvin Carty's rant was the turning point for this.
And I know I checked, I think AL.com checked in with him a few years later, and he had yet to even be back for an Alabama-Tennessee game. So they weren't even inviting him to the stadium.
You're saying he should be in the press box at least.
Yeah, I think he should be getting paid a salary yearly. And he should be at every single game. But then I looked up what he's doing now because I was hoping that he was on some street somewhere, a homeless man or something.
Right.
He's actually a development engineer in Cincinnati. So he's done well for himself.
Irvin is doing good. Let's see if we get Irvin on the midday show today.
But I still think Alabama should show him a little bit more respect.
I got to agree with you. I didn't think about it that way. It takes it from your perspective. I would like to review, though, before we run to the traffic here. Kane's waiting in the traffic department. But I want to review some things you learned in the video. Number one, about Tennessee, they're low down. Number two, they're dirty. Number three, there's some snitches.
Yep.
Number four, the colors. Number five, Neyland Stadium looks like a garbage truck workers' convention. Number six, they're quarterbacks. Come on. Number seven, they're sore losers because they're not Alabama. So just in review of some of the things Irvin said there. So
funny that he said that 11 years in the quarterbacks comment. Still pretty true.
Yeah, it is. That's for sure. 6:43. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, good ride coming in from Daphne and Spanish Ford across the Bayway, the Causeway, through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnel. So far from the 1065 split out towards Range Line, Theodore Dawes Road, we've got light traffic, and for now, we're accident-free. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. For a free quote, call 776-1006. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
6:43 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines, and no beer, no booze in the hurricane recovery zone. Here's Kelly with her headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A traffic accident in Baldwin County turns fatal. Our news partners at WKRG are reporting this morning that a woman has died after being hit by a truck in Loxley. The victim, who has not been identified as of yet, was in the eastbound lanes of I-10, very close to mile marker 43, around 10:30 Thursday night when the accident happened. Once we get more information, we will continue to keep you posted. But right now, this investigation, we know, is still ongoing. As cleanup efforts continue post-Hurricane Michael, alcohol sales will not. Alcohol will not be sold in at least two Florida counties. The Gulf County spokesperson says the ban went into effect on Monday as stores started to open up once again for business, saying, quote, "Sheriff Mike Harrison feels like people need to not focus on drinking. Everyone's upset. We need to not compound this situation with alcohol." Bay County, of course, home to hard-hit Panama City and Mexico Beach, have also banned alcohol sales until the current state of emergency expires. 35 Florida counties remain under a state of emergency as relief efforts come. Those include airdrops of food and water. More than 1,200 people remain in public shelters. More than 87,000 people still without power in a central Florida panhandle. And then there's also this. The state is also setting up a large base camp for up to 1,000 first responders and utility workers on the grounds of the Tallahassee Regional Airport. Boil water notices remain in effect for 45 Panhandle communities, and schools in multiple counties remain closed until further notice. They are Bay, Jackson, Liberty, Washington, and Calhoun counties. Schools in Franklin, Holmes, and Gadsden, they are set to reopen this week, while Gulf County schools have a tentative start back date of November 5th. Florida State University's Panama City campus and Gulf Coast State College are also closed until further notice. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Some AT&T customers may not be able to use their landline phone to call 911 this morning. An outage has been reported in the Cantonment area. Cell phones are not affected by the outage. Visitation is tonight for a beloved Faith Academy employee killed in a hit-and-run crash earlier this week. The wake for Charlotte Skoda is from 5 to 8 this evening at Life Church, located right across from Faith Academy. The funeral is also at Life Church. It begins tomorrow morning at 10. The man who police say hit and killed Skoda remains hospitalized this morning. Once released, Bailey Hobson will be booked into Mobile Metro Jail. It's time for Greek Fest in downtown Mobile. The festival runs through tomorrow at Annunciation Greek Church on South Ann Street. Admission is $5. A weekend pass is $12. And happening tomorrow, your chance to be on the CBS reality show Survivor. The casting call at OWA and Foley begins at 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning, 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Boston Red Sox headed to the World Series after defeating the Houston Astros last night 4-1 to win Game 5 and the American League Championship Series. David Price pitched 6 scoreless innings for Boston, allowing only 3 hits and striking out 9. Red Sox slugger J.D. Martinez hit a third-inning home run off of Houston ace Justin Verlander to give Boston the early lead.
As Martinez.
There we go.
1-2 is deep in the left field, and J.D. Martinez with a home run.
And in the third inning, Rafael Devers hit a three-run shot off Verlander for Devers' first home run of the postseason.
In the air, left field. That is hit well. Got some carry to it. That's going to fly, and this one is gone. Rafael Devers, a three-run blast. It is 4-0 Boston.
After losing the series opener at home, Boston won 4 straight, including 3 in a row in Houston, to improve to 5-0 on the road in these playoffs. And this will be the Red Sox' first time playing in the World Series since they won it all back in 2013. Tonight, Game 6 of the NLCS, when the Milwaukee Brewers try to stave off elimination, hosting the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers currently lead the best of 7 series 3-2. First pitch is set for 7:39 on Fox Sports 1. In the NBA, LeBron James scored 26 points in his debut with the LA Lakers, but the Lakers would lose the first game of their season in Portland to the Trailblazers 128-119.
We had some good, we had some bad, which is as expected for game one.
Damian Lillard had 28 points, and Nick Stauskas came off the bench to score 24 for Portland, which won its 18th straight home opener. That extends an NBA record, and it was the Blazers' 16th straight victory over the Lakers. In other games, Miami beat Washington 113-112, and Philadelphia crushed Chicago 127-108. In the NFL, the Denver Broncos' defense dominated the Arizona Cardinals, and Denver rolled to a 45-10 win to move their record to 3-4 this season. The Broncos' defense intercepted Cardinals rookie quarterback Josh Rosen 3 times, returning 2 of those for touchdowns, and they also forced 2 fumbles. Receiver Emmanuel Sanders threw and caught a touchdown for the Broncos. That all to go along with 102 yards receiving. Tomorrow, another great lineup of games in college football. In the SEC, it all starts at 11 o'clock when Auburn travels to play at Ole Miss. That'll air right here on FM Talk 106.5. Pregame will begin at 10 a.m. right after Prep Sports Report. Auburn favored to win over Ole Miss by 3.5 points. Also at 11 o'clock, Arkansas hosts Tulsa. The Razorbacks favored to win by 7. At 2:30, game we've been talking about, or I guess beefing about this morning. Tennessee hosts the number one ranked Alabama Crimson Tide in Knoxville. Alabama favored to win by 28.5 points. That game will air on CBS. At 3 o'clock, Missouri hosts Memphis. Missouri favored by 9.5. Then at 6 o'clock, a top 25 SEC game over Mississippi State by 6.5 points. Ranked Kentucky hosts Vanderbilt. Kentucky favored to win by 11.5. And then there are two more top 25 matchups set for tomorrow. At 2:30, the undefeated and 16th ranked NC State Wolfpack travel to play undefeated and 3rd ranked Clemson. Kickoff is at 2:30. And at 6:30, a Pac-12 matchup with number 25 Washington State hosting 12th ranked Oregon. 10 minutes till 7 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, one accident now at Airport, the West I-65 Service Road. That's going to be without injuries. There's traffic starting to build so far, coming in through the Bayway, the Causeway from Daphne and Spanish Fort, but no other accidents in the roadways. Watch for the school buses traveling on the way in this morning. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The five-meat stuffed pizza is just $12. This is football pizza. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Live and enjoy Mobile Bay. A developer's big loss can be your big gain Saturday, October 27th. Listen to this opportunity. On a 2-acre waterfront with covered boat docks on Mobile Bay, just $39.99, only minutes from downtown. The cost of the roads and improvements alone were more than the selling price set for these premium waterfront properties. 2 acres, $39.99, that's pennies on the dollar. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, and heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water, beats working in the backyard. 2 acres on the water with covered boat docks at a bargain price, one day only sale, Saturday, October 27th. Only 8 lots available. Don't delay. You'll love what you see. Excellent financing available. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW. 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. There's a slight chance of a shower with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, a slight chance of an evening shower, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered showers with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
653, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings, Friday style. Sean and Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. We're all here. You can hit us up on the text line, 343-0106. I want to say happy birthday to Cher as well. She's having her birthday today. She stays in a pretty close contact with us on the text line, and I just want to say happy birthday. Hope it is a great one. Speaking of birthdays, I have the story coming up in just a second. My next one means officially I'm middle age. They have now set a new age for middle age, because you know, if you go back to, let's go back to the 1400s or something, middle age might have been 15.
Yeah.
But as we as human beings get older on average, middle age has moved up.
It was all downhill from 15.
That's right.
Then.
You peaked there at 15 and you only had about 15 years left to go.
things are better these days, and they've moved that age up. I'll give you more details in a second. Let's check headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Lieutenant General Laura J. Richardson is making history in the U.S. Army and worldwide, and she has Alabama ties. Richardson will soon lead the U.S. Army Forces Command, making her the first woman to hold such a position. It's known as ForceCom. It's the largest command in the U.S. Army, representing 776,000 soldiers and 96,000 civilians. ForceCom is responsible for training and preparing active, reserve, and National Guard combatant commanders around the world. The Lieutenant General is a Colorado native and helicopter pilot. She attended the Aviation Officer Advanced Course at Fort Rucker here in Alabama from 1991 to 1992. She then went on to become a company commander in the 1st Battalion, 158th Aviation Regiment, before going on to be a trainer at the Battle Command Training Program at Fort Leavenworth, an executive officer of the 9th Battalion, 101st Aviation Regiment. Richardson has also served as a military aide to Vice President Al Gore. She was the first female deputy commanding general for the 1st Cavalry Division in 2012. Lieutenant General also served as appointed deputy commander for ForceCom most recently. Lieutenant General Richardson joined the Army in 1986 and earned her pilot's license at the age of 16. The city of Mobile buzzing now that a Hollywood actor has been spotted around town taking pictures with excited and surprised fans. 28-year-old Australian-born actor Liam Hemsworth ate dinner at Roy Thai Cuisine on Government Street in Mobile Tuesday night. When he walked in just before 7 p.m., his waitress, Jenny Wilcutt, says she immediately knew who he was because, quote, "I have two daughters and they both have crushes on him." Hemsworth is said to be filming a movie with the working title of Arkansas that's reportedly about the drug trade. He's also been spotted at Sunflower Cafe in Fairhope, Hot Wheels Skate Center in Daphne, and Foy Superfoods in Mobile. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
So the movie has a scene shot at Hot Wheels Skate Center. By the way, it was
awesome.
A lifetime ago in a galaxy far, far away, they threw a... Was it wouldn't be my 30th. Maybe it was one of my birthday, 25th. For some, they threw me a skating party. Throwback to the 80s. We had like the Daz Bands, Let It Whip playing when I rolled in. things I wouldn't do today.
That kind of segues in perfectly into your next story.
That's
here.
Right. And I'm just thinking about also, you know, the actor that was just, I don't know who
Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah, I have no idea.
The younger brother of Thor.
See, I don't know. Okay, and it's okay that I don't know because, according to new stats out now, middle age arrives at 47. I think, this is another sign, I'm not sure if I'm 46 or 47. I think I'm 46, and I'm serious right now. I think I'm 46. At what age do you officially become middle age? New survey has asked 2,000 people, and they said the answer, 47. Okay, and survey also asked people to name top signs that you're middle aged. Here are the top 10. Number one, you start noticing a lot of your coworkers are young enough to be your kids. Yeah, I guess you could. Oh, that's weird. Number two here, you have a lot harder time tolerating other people's nonsense. Yeah, that's true.
I guess I'm middle-aged.
Yeah. You notice wrinkles and gray hairs, but just not just on your face and head. You thought you'd never need glasses, but you do now. No, that's true. You realize you're older than most of the actors and musicians that you like. That's true. Going on a cruise suddenly sounds like a lot of fun. I don't know if I'm there yet. Seven on the list, you've started really enjoying spending money on boring home improvement projects like putting in a new fence or new flooring. That's you, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
Number eight, you've accepted the fact that you'll never fit into your old clothes again. Yeah, that happened years ago. Number nine, you suddenly love going to stores like Home Depot and Lowe's. And number 10, you're more passionate about politics than ever before. Oh, well, I guess I fit in that description. 6:58, we're coming right back.